The site of last week was the Ratzon of Hashem was to create a reality that's outside of him, that Hashem is distant from. He's distant from it. That's us. Kadosh Baruch Hu created something new. It was never before had, was there such a thing that there should be a Kadosh Baruch Hu and then something outside of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The possibility of worshipping a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that means that there's Kadosh Baruch Hu and something else. Hashem created that. The minute you do that, so you have a distance between perfection and something which is not perfection. So you're automatically going to have imperfection. So imperfection, we said, is a direct result, a direct casualty of creation. It's automatic. Hashem did not create imperfection. Hashem created. And creating means that there's Hashem and there's something else. If Hashem is Shleim, then there's something else isn't. It's like a Mary to convert.
You can't create perfection.
No. Perfection, by definition, always has to have been and always will be. And if it's perfect, then there's no reason why it shouldn't be here. Something that's imperfect, you throw it into the garbage because there's something wrong with it. Okay, correct. Right, so that was last week's Yisoid. And we also said the Yisoid that these are the four nations, they're represented by the four animals in the dream of Daniel. See, there's two dreams in Sefer Daniel that represent the four nations. One was Daniel's dream and one was Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And Nebuchadnezzar saw one figure. Just, you know, the head was made of gold and the arms were made of silver and then the legs were made of iron and copper. And the clay is Yishmael. He's not one of the four Malkis. Yeah. So the clay is not one of the four. Yishmael is like clay. So Mela from Haskalah Sabriya, from the first instant of creation, you have perfection, and then you have a departure from perfection. Perfection is the central point that everything comes from, and departure from a central point is always going to be in four directions. All you have is four directions. Any other directions are combinations of the four. There's in front of you, behind you, to the right of you, to the left of you. That's all there is four. You don't have more than that. So the four nations are hinted to in the Pesukim of the Torah at the beginning of the Bria. Tayu, Vayu, Chayshach, Apnei Sain, because the four nations came from there. Let's go to last week's Parsha. It's last week's Parsha. There was a Muhammad between the Abba Malachim, the four kings, against the five kings. And the four kings, there's I'm Raphael Malach Shinar. Shinar is the name of a place, and the word Shinar is from a lashon of Hisnari Miyafar Kumi, Shinar. When the air, that means to shake off, to roll, because the place that all the dead people in the marble, they roll down, you know. If you have an area that's flooded, so anything that's flooded away is going to go to the lowest point. So Malach Shinar is the land that all the dead people from the marble roll down to, and that's Bava. So I'm Raphael. He's the king of Babel. His real name was Nimrod. The reason why he's called Amraphel is because Amraphel is from the Lashon Nefila. He pushed Avraham Avinu. He caused Avraham Avinu to fall into the furnished pool, the circumcision age. He shoved him in there. Ayech Malach Elasar. 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 What's it called? That's Evening Star? Elasar. Elasar, it's in here. Elasar, it's... Yes, Elasar is in Lord of the Rings. They take everything from the Torah.
Yeah.
Elasar. Elasar, it's Madai. Paras and Madai. Kedar Laimer Melech Elam. Elam is Greece, Yavan, and Siddel Melech Gayim. Siddel is the Melech over Gayim. Gayim is a conglomeration of many nations, and that's the Roman Empire. That's Rome. So the four kings that captured light are representative of the four nations.
The five
are not. The five are Stein. They're under the banner of Stein. Stein is Stein. They're not one of... Stein is not...
What? What does it have to do with battling the four nations?
Well, the four nations battled Stein. They took over Stein. The Steinites are the victims. They're the victims. And they deserved everything that came to them. But it does say that after the Muhammad, that the Malach Stein believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles. So there was a Hakar of Amunah.
So was Avram punished too?
He was not punished.
I thought he was punished for not taking all the...
No, for not taking the... He didn't take the people. The Malach Stein said, I'll give you... give me all the people and I'll give you the money. And Avram didn't take the money. The people weren't offered to him. They should have. He should have bargained for the people. Avram, the rest of Avram was punished because that's a bitter terror. He took. Vayarak es kanichav. He took more than he had to take. He took them out of the base medrash. Took more in the dar. Vayarak es kanichav. Stein is not from the Abba Malachim. The Abba Malachim, we said last week, what sets them apart from every other Malchus is that they had no Malchus on their own. There was no royalty, no nobility, no majesty, nothing of any value. No recycling bins. All they had was global warming, which was worthless. And they captured Klal Yisrael. So in Nebuchadnezzar, he swallowed up Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is the source of all Malchus. So by conquering Klal Yisrael, he took their Malchus. He took the crown off of Klal Yisrael, put it on his head. So Nebuchadnezzar is a king by virtue of him wearing the Jewish crown. Paras and Mada, they took the Jewish crown off of Nebuchadnezzar and put it on themselves. The Yevanim took the Jewish crown off of Paras and Mada and they put it on themselves. And then Edom did it as well. So that's what sets aside the four Abba Malchuyas from all the other people that are trying to obliterate us from the face of this earth. They take what's ours and they make themselves great from it. And it's only because of that they're great, otherwise they have nothing. That's the Abba Malchuyas. That's why Yishmael is not one of them. That's why Stein is not one of them. But they captured light. You know, the terror is not in the habit of telling us fairy tales. You know, the Avraham Avinu galvanized his forces to rescue his nephew. You see the devotion that they had to their family members, the willing to put their life on the line, and then he goes armed to the teeth with a bunch of dirt and he throws it down because we gotta save love. We have no weapons, but we have dirt. Let's go. It's loads. It's my nephew. Family, blood is thicker than water. That's not what it's about. Anything the terror has to do with eternity. Anything. The Medrash says that light was very valuable. He was a threat to the entire world because light, hidden within light, was Eirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Light is the Zaydi of Rus. Rus was the daughter of Eglon. Eglon Melech Mayim, who was a direct descendant of light and his elder daughter. And Rus was the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is the one that set the process in motion for eliminating all that departs from that central point, you know, departs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they go the other way. That's what these four nations do. They see Hashem, so one goes forward, one goes backward, one goes to the right, one goes to the left. And they go as far as they can from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in four different ways. And Melech HaMashiach, he takes all the ones that from those four ways and he tries to bring them all back as possible.
Didn't Lot himself do that?
Run away from God.
I mean, he went to stone.
Lot, he went pretty far down. Light, he did things that no one ever did before. That's because the Gemara says that Mashiach has a kupa shoshratzim tluy acharav. The English expression would be a skeleton in the closet. Kupa shoshratzim, a box of creepy crawlies tied behind them. It's like, you know, like you're walking, you walk with all your covered, but right behind you is a box. Open up the box, you see the kupa shoshratzim. But Dafka Mashiach comes from there. He was the lowest of the low. Light, Mayav and I'm in a Mayav with different. You know, the Torah says that the Bnei Yisrael are allowed to start up with, they're allowed to start up without, with Mayav. They can actually wage a war against Mayav. But Amon, they can intimidate Amon, but they have to exercise restraint. Because the daughter of Light, the elder daughter, she named her son Mayav. She named her son, son of my father. That's what Mayav means. So not only did she commit this, the undoable, but she's proud of it. And the younger daughter, she hid that. So it's not maximum tumah. Someone commits an act of tumah and hides it, that's not maximum tumah. Mayav is maximum tumah. And that David HaMelech comes from Mayav, not from Amon. It comes from maximum. Mayav is Bignatria, Memtes, Memvav Aleph Beis 49, and that represents Memtesh Shari Tuma, David HaMelech, his Midas Malchus. That's the seventh Mida in the Spheres. And if you combine all the seven Midas with each other, so if he's Malchus Shebe Malchus, that means he's the 49th Mida. Because each Mida has seven parts, so Chesed Shebe Chesed, Gvur Shebe Chesed, and on, so on. We've all counted Spheres before. So Malchus Shebe Malchus is the 49th Mida, and that's the epitome of David HaMelech. So David HaMelech is the one to take the 49th level of Tumah and rescue people from that level and bring them all the way up to Keser, the Malchus to Keser. Dafka David HaMelech. The nations, they don't like this. They don't like it. Whatever we've said over here, they like their directions. They're very fond of them. They want to be as far away from Hashem as possible. Light to them is, he's one of them, and he has the power to give birth to someone that can bring them back. If they capture him, and he's in their power, they're safe. When Lot's at large, he's a threat. He's under them, that they control whether he comes or goes, he's under house arrest. Who knows what they would do to him. But that's, you know, they captured Light to preserve them. So it was an act of self-preservation. That's what the whole war was about. Avraham Avinu went to war in order to release Malach HaMashiach.
Not to release love.
I don't think he would have gone taking such measures. You don't put yourself in Takana to save someone else. You know how to do that. If you see someone drowning, you don't know how to swim. What do they tell you? The first thing they teach you. Don't jump in. It's bad enough that one person's in danger. We don't need two people in danger. Unless you're a very strong swimmer, you know what you're doing. Don't jump in. I don't know. I don't know if it'd be much of him to do if he was just going to rescue life. Isn't there something called Ein Tzemcha Ha'anes? But if what's at stake is the whole world, because without Mashiach, without Light, there's no Mashiach. Without no Mashiach, there's no world. Without no world, what's the point of being around? So that's a different cheshver, whether it's mutter or asa, it's a different sock. So that was last week. Weiter. We're holding on, here it's a page, Ches. It brings a pasuk, the Maral brings a pasuk in Perek Mem Gimel of Yeshaya. Am zu yitzarti, this nation I formed, li tehilasi yisaperi, to me, they will relate my praises. What's am zu, this nation? Ki mash amr am zu, the Navi says, Amzu, the Mispara Yud Gimel. The word Zu Zion Vav Zion is Begmatria 7, Vav is Begmatria 6, and that's 13. And the Navi saying, Am Yudgimel, Yitzhartala, I created a nation of 13. 13 is the Gematria of the word Echad. So when you say you created Am Zu, you're saying you created Am 13, which is Am Echad. Hashem created Am Echad. The Yisrael are the antithesis of the four nations. The four nations spread out in four directions, and Klal Yisrael have plenty of directions, and they all are faithful and revolve around the central point. It's the opposite. Yisrael and Yud Gimel Shvatim, also the 13 Shvatim, Im Shevet Levi. There's different ways of counting 13. Im Shevet Levi. If you count Shevet Levi, so then you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Gad, Asher, Dan, Naphtali, Menashe, Ephraim, and Binyamin. That's 13. So if you count Menashe and Ephraim as 2, and you're counting Shevet Levi, you're going to have 13. Ki Ephraim, Menashe, Ephraim, Heim, Kamashim, Milas, Echad. Just like the number 13 is the gematria of Echad, Ken, Yu, Ashvatim, the Shvatim is also the one, and among the Shvatim you have Shevet Levi, who Shevet Miyuchad. We're just going to break it down. Echad means one, it has an Aleph, a Ches, and a Dalet, so we start with the letter Aleph. Because you have Echad B'Gematria 13, it means that the three letters represent the 13 Shvatim. The letter Aleph represents Levi. Levi is miyuchad, unique, v'nivdal mishar shvatim. Levi is separate from the other shvatim. They're not together with them. Hu b'fnei atzmai. Levi is on its own. K'neged ha'echad sheb'echad. K'neged ha'alef sheb'echad. She'alef. So the word echad, the letter aleph, is alone. Because the gematria of aleph is one. So it's by itself. The letter ches is not alone. Each one has seven other friends. There's eight altogether. So each little number in the ches is, it's a group of eight together. So everyone's got at least got seven friends. It's not, the letter ches is not a lonely number. The ches is the Bnei Hamayis. So it's the six children of Leah. Levi's not one of them. So the five children of Leah and the three children of Rachel. Menashe, Ephraim, and Binyamin. So it's five of Leah, three of Rachel, five plus three is eight, that's the ches. Then the dalet is, Gad, Asher, Dan, Naphtali, there's a Bnei Shvachis. Okay, now the morale over here, that's the way he says it. Elsewhere, morale in this Kedusha, Yagadis, and Barbasra, he has a different cheshbon. That there's 12 Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim count as one. And the Ches is the six children of Leah and the two of Rachel. Because Menashe and Ephraim is one. And you're counting Levi. Gad, Asher, Dan, Naphtali is the Dalet, and the Aleph is Yaakov Avinu. So depending on who the Aleph is, you're going to split up Menashe and Ephraim. If Yaakov is the Aleph, you don't split up Menashe and Ephraim. If Levi is the Aleph, then you do. And they're both true. They're just teaching us different ways of Achdus. That Yaakov Avinu brings all of Klal Yisrael together. He brings them together as a father. And Levi is the central point that brings Klal Yisrael together. The Bechina is Mikdash. You know, they're around the Mikdash. Amzu. That's why the Navi Yishai says Amzu, the nation of Zu, which is 13. Shem Kimisper Aleph, Tilasi Superu. That's God's praise. Iker Tehilasi Shiyizbarak Echad Bein Zulasi. What is, of all the praises, what is the ultimate praise? That God is one. He's one, he's the only one, he's the only source. There's no other sources. Everything came from one point. That's the ultimate source. That's the ultimate praise. The uniqueness of God is the ultimate praise. Well, Adam is a niver, but skills we are created for that. Ke uma zeis meida Hashem shu echad. The existence of Klal Yisrael is a testimony. We exist in order to testify. And we're testifying to what? That God is what? Ki Yisrael Amar B'Medrash, Ki Yisrael Me'idim Al Hashem Yisbarach Shu Echad. That's what we testify. There's nothing else. On the other hand, you have the Dal Machuyes, Revata Matus Ma'elam Kesher Leikam Rav Shalom Yisrael. So we have majesty. We have Malchus. The purpose of a Jewish Melech is Vayhi Yishur Melech. And in Klal Yisrael there's a king. Yishur means Klal Yisrael. That's one of the names of Klal Yisrael. It's such as Yud Shin Resh. Yisrael. Vayhi Yishur Melech. B'sasef Rosh Yam. You're supposed to gather together the Rosh Yam. Yachad Shifti Yisrael. And all the Shvata. After the Rosh Yam are together, then Yachad Shifti Yisrael. So Malchus of Klal Yisrael is one purpose. In order to take the many and make them one. You can't do that without a king. Yachad Shifti Yisrael is Rosh Tevis. Yishai. Rosh Tevis Yishai, which is David Ben Yishai, because David HaMelech has that power of bringing people together. Not everyone could do what he did. David HaMelech has that. Yishai is also Isis Yeshesh, which is Yasus Alaya Chalakai. Yish Shai, if you pronounce it that way, then it's Yeshesh, Yeshesh, which is Yasus Alaya Chalakai. Yitshim, Yitshim. It's also connected to Shai Alamais. There's a lot of Ramazim. But he be sure Malach b'sasef. So now, this Malchus of Klal Yisrael is a Malchus which is Oymid connected to Arba Machuyes. So they take it. And they take the Malchus which was meant, which was created in order to bring all the pratim of the world and be ma'as of them into one klal, and they use their very same malchus in order to spread things further. It's criminal. Nevatim Atus Ba'olam, they have a mission to take a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus and be mevatel it, to nullify it, to negate it. Kasher Leikam Rav Shalom Yisrael, the first thing is to take away the Malchus from Klal Yisrael. Shem Yid the Malchus, because when the Malchus met Klal Yisrael, then they testify to God's unique oneness. And it's not going to last. They're not going to get away with it. And we say, I'm davening to Pasuk and Evadya, Valu Ma'ishim Ba'atziyah and Lishpadis Ha'esav, because Ha'esav is the fourth of the Malchus. It's the one we're in right now. V'ha'esav L'Hashem Amlucha. First thing is, we're going to get the Malchus back. And we're going to get it. It's going to go to the people that are going to use it for what it was created for. And then, 14 prakim later, in Zechariah, we say, V'hai Hashem L'Malach HaKalosh. You know, in David, the Mechabi HaTfilah, the Kadmainim, they put these two psukim together because they're shaykh to each other. You know, one is in Avadia, one is Zechariah, because take the Malchus, until you get the Malchus back, we can't have the unity back. Because the Malchus was created in order to facilitate unity, and they took the Malchus from us. So first, get the Malchus back. Vayisal Hashem Amor. Now you have the Malchus. Now Vayisham Lamelech HaKalaretz. Vayim Ohi Hashem Echad Hashem Echad. So it's a Hemshech. In Sefer Bereishis, it says, "V'aretz ha'sasayi v'vayi v'chayshak ha'pnei sa'ayim." It's the Arba Malchuyos. Tayu is Babel, Vayu is Paras Amada, Chayshak is Yavan, Apnei Tahayim is Rome. And it says, "V'ruach v'alakim, Mirach Hefes, Apnei Amayim." Rashi brings down the Medrash, What is Ruach Elohim? And we learned in school, the Spirit of God is hovering over the water. I remember wondering what hovering meant. You learned these things in first grade, yeah. What's hovering? I don't know what hovering is. But they told us to say hovering, so we said hovering. Rashi brings down a medrash, Zu Ruach HaMelech HaMashiach. It's the Ruach of Melech HaMashiach. Because after the four nations comes Mashiach. The four nations, they don't last forever. They appear on the scene because they're a tetzah, they're a product of creation, because creation that makes a distance between the Creator and the creation automatically is going to have four different ways to go away from the Creator. But in the beginning of creation, Hashem also gave us the way back. You know, Hashem wants people to have the capability of going in four different directions. Doesn't necessarily want us to go in those directions. The capability is not the same as actually doing it. And if we do it, He wants us to come back. So that's why it's Ruach HaLakim Ma'akav, it's up to M.I. Mashiach is coming. He's going to have the biggest Balchuvah Yeshiva in the history of the world. Mashiach is coming, Lahakser, the whole world, the Tshuva. That's the Rambam says. It's one of the Raya's. You know, how do you know who Mashiach is? Mashiach doesn't come with a photo eye scanner. He's going to have a scanner, he's going to put his iris in there, and he's going to tell a fingerprint scanner or a photo iris scanner, and he's going to tell who Mashiach is. This does a Zach. Rambam says that Mashiach is going to have to prove himself. There's nevuas about Mashiach. When he does them, he proves he's Mashiach. And one of the things which is required of him is to be maxed in the world to tshuva. He can't prove he's Mashiach. He can't be accepted as Mashiach until he does that. That's him. Mashiach is a maxer b'tshuva. He's bringing the four back to the one. The Ruach HaLakim Rechav is up in their mind. The next Rem is, there's different dikur in Muslim. I just look at that, the B.S. Hashem is Baruch, say, Lamai, Roish, in Nimrish HaMalchus. It says, the Gemara Mesech Zavayda Zara says that Kadosh Baruch created Elam HaZeh, He created Elam HaBa, He created them both at the same time. And He used the letters of His name in order to create them. So the Pasuk says, Ki Bekah Hashem Tzur Elam. With the name of Hashem, that's Yud Hey, Tzur Elam, that's like, Tzur is the rock quarry of the worlds. Why worlds? One is Elam HaZeh, one is Elam HaBas, it's plural. So the Gemara says, Halach Lamai, so the Gemara says, the Maskana, Hashem created Elam HaBa with a Yud, and He created Elam HaZeh with a Hey. Kadosh Baruch Hu used the Yud from His name to create Elam HaBa, He used the Hey from His name to create Elam HaZeh, and Elam HaZeh is a Hey. There's something about everything that we find in Elam HaZeh that relates to being a Hey. And there's something about whatever is found in Elam HaBa that relates to being a Yud. So the Maharal explains this. A Yud is it's a special little letter. A Yud is it's a very, very, very special letter. And there's something about a Yud. A Yud is invulnerable. You could chop away at it, you could break it, you could smash it. And as long as there's the smallest piece left, it's still a Yud. Because that's what a Yud is. A Yud is just a Yud. When we talk about the Torah of Ice, we're not talking about Hilchos Sefer Torah. I know in Hilchos Sefer Torah, if it doesn't have the Kutcha Shel Yud, it's Pasul. That's for Ashkenazim, by the way.
We had Shir on that.
Ksav Velish. It's a Ksav Velish for Svaradim, but it doesn't need a Kutcha Shel Yud. But the halacha also is, like in Tefillin, we need Kisidron. You need Kisidron. So if, I don't know, Lamasha, let's say the ink got chipped off of a dollar in Tefillin, so then the cipher is not allowed to make it back into a dollar. It looks like a resh now. So it's pasul. So Tefillin, the halacha has to be Kisidron. You can't make it back into a dollar, because he's writing out of order. You can't do that. That's, that letter is not there. He's writing, you can't write on a border. But that's because a dal and a resh have two different tzuras ha'ishis. One's a dal, one's a resh. But if the kutzah shayud is knocked off, you can put it in the kutzah shayud. Even though it's possible without it. Because it's halakha you need a kutzah shayud. But the tzuras ha'ish is a pintla. It's the smallest thing. So it's tzrei dinin by hilchos stam. One is the tzuras ha'ish, that you look at it, you can tell what letter it is. And then there's the halakha, that api ha'mesayir, v'chayivin. So even though api halakha, you need a kutzah shayud, but the Maral's not talking about writing a sefer Torah. Maral's saying that no matter how small it is, anybody will look at it and say, which letter is it? You'll see a little pintala. You'll know it's a yud. It's definitely not anything else. So a yud is indestructible. So the yud represents achdus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the oneness of Hashem. You can't split it up. You can't split a yud up into parts, because a yud that's split up into parts is still a yud. And you split it up again, it's still a yud. You split it, it's still a yud. I mean, you take a taf, you split it, you have a resh and a mem. You take an olive, you split it up, you have two yuds and a vav, which is gematria yudke vavke, by the way. You know that. An olive is the same gematria yudke vavke. It's made of a yud on top, yud on the bottom, vav in the middle, on a slant. 10 plus 10 plus 6 is 26. But the hay, Hashem created the hay. He used the hay to create this world. A hay is the letter yud and dalet. I mean, the dalet is evident, and the yud is upside down. Especially in stam, in sefer Torah and tefillah, it's a yud. In the way we write it, it's not much of a yud, but it's not much a yud. It's an upside down yud. It goes like this. The foot goes like this. It bends. It's a yud. The letter Hashem used to create this world has a yud and a dal. The yud represents the source where everything comes from. And that's oneness, because the yud, no matter how many times you chop it up, it's still the same letter. And the dal represents the result of creation. Hashem is creating something seemingly outside of himself. It's, by definition, it's going to have a chasaron, and the chasaron is going to manifest itself in four different ways, going forward or backwards or right or left or north or east or west or south, whichever way you want to do it. So that's the Dalet, but that's only this world. The Gemara Ketubah says Hashem created the world with one yad. Yeah. Beis HaMikdash was created with two yadayim. And the world was created with one yad. Yad. It's created with the letter H. Hashem created with one yad. What does it mean? Hashem has hands? Yud and Dalet, Beis HaMikdash is created with two. That's why we said a pasuk, Levin Yamin Amar. Levin Yamin Amar, it's talking about Chelek Min Yamin, that the Beis HaMikdash was built in Chelek Min Yamin. Yedid Hashem. The Yamin is called Yedid Hashem. Yedid is Yad Yad. Yad Yad is both Yadayim. It's two Yadayim.
What's the evidence of two Yadayim?
That's the total kaya. The total kayak of a Kodesh Baruch. Yad Yad is the Gematria 28, which is kayak. Bris Olam is not the total kayak of a Kodesh Baruch. The goal was not Bris Olam. The goal was the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the before kayak.